Jerry Bader Show 1035. Yes, because everybody notices Jason. They're all talking about it right now. What? See, the fact that you're going what means Jason is worrying about a mistake he made that you didn't even notice. Nobody's going to notice on the radio you're not wearing pants. Don't worry about it. That's not what, believe me, that wouldn't be happening here. Just trust me on that. Oh, yeah, you got the shorts going on. Yeah, that's true. Well, enough of that. All right. Last night, Wausau School District School Board votes to hold off on making changes to rules governing religious music at holiday concerts. At a packed board meeting Thursday at Wausau East, the board decided to leave holiday concerts up to music teachers at individual schools. The board does plan to address the issue at a later date, which tells me they're not exactly out of the woods there just yet. Now, I want to play some sound for you, and then we'll get into all of this. The first cut, if I have these in the right order, Jason, is a relieved parent.
The system was not broken and was not in need of fixing. In singing a song about Jesus, we're not asking students to believe in those stories. We're asking them to take part in performing arts.
Actually, I think that was board member Pat McKee. So let's see what the next one is.
Allows the music teachers discretion to select their music for their performances as they see fit in the best interest of the students.
All right, try the next one.
Always said they could do sacred music. It's just being able to have that balance.
All right, that's the superintendent in that last one. Essentially, what happened is at some point, as dozens of people spoke, they said the school district should have been more transparent and it wasn't fair to put the limitations on. Superintendent Kathleen Williams, who you just heard, admitted things could have been handled better. Very much regret the timing of all this, the inability to be able to share, trying to gather information, just as the perfect storm that didn't end well, and for that I am truly sorry to the community, said Williams. Now, the voice of Wausau Morning News and WSAU, Chris Connolly, of course, following the story very closely, joins us. Chris, good morning.
Hi, Jerry. Glad to be with you.
All right. What happened last night? So what did they agree to do?
Well, if I was going to headline this story for you, I'd tell you two things. First, the Wausau School Board is walking back the policy that was going to lead to a lot of school concerts being canceled. Individual school principals at the elementary school level will get to decide the timing of their concerts. They point out that last year there were two or three elementary schools that didn't have a winter concert, but instead had them in the spring. So that's something that parents are going to have input in, you know, when they talk to whoever's in charge at their local elementary school. They've also said there's an agreement involving the Wausau West Master Singers. This is an elite and a state-noted choir that sings sometimes very difficult, very challenging, but very often sacred and religious-themed music. And they have an agreement with the choir director that will allow the group to reform. The group had disbanded under this new policy, and that they are going to resume their rehearsals and that they are going to have their concerts coming up this winter season.
Because Director Phil Book said that there were certain requirements or options, none of which he could live with. Now,
as a practical matter, too, if you're going to sing high-level music, you can't have your repertoire changed in October and expect to perform 5 or 6 weeks down the road.
He said that a ratio was put out there of secular to non-secular. The superintendent denied that. Was there any clarity to that last night?
That was a suggestion from a lawyer that the school district had of, you know, how could you avoid legal challenges or how could you stand up to legal challenges. The school board says that was never policy. But they've got advice from lawyers on if there are going to be legal challenges, you know, what are some of the ways the district could defend themselves. And it is widely thought that that was one of the ways, by having a ratio of this many secular songs to this many sacred or religious-themed songs.
Talking with Chris Connolly from WSAU. Now, so they said now it will be up to the principals, because this is another thing that was muddy, as to when these concerts would be held. It was suggested that they were not moved due to music content, but rather conflict with WKCE preparation. I and others were skeptical of that. Was any of that brought up last night?
A lot of people here are skeptical about that as well. I think Well, two things are at play. First, this is a policy change, or this is an issue that came at the staff level, superintendent and people who run the school district, not at the school board level. And there are some school board members who are saying a policy change that leads to this kind of public outcry should be made by people who are elected, who are accountable to the people in the school district. That's a theme that we heard from a lot of school board members, that they were caught off guard that this issue was on the table, and that they thought that this should be a school board and not a school staff issue. And we heard from a lot of people at the meeting last night that the school leadership seems kind of tone deaf on this, that some of the school administrators are surprised that there'd be this kind of outcry. And yet, if you and I were having a conversation and you said, hey, they've got this idea that they're going to cancel school concerts and have them in the spring, and that there are going to be limits on what they can and can't sing, most people in the community, me included, would say, wow, there's going to be an uproar over that. A lot of people are not going to agree with that. And that's the mood of the community, and it's kind of a head-scratcher that the people who run our schools didn't see that coming.
That was shocking to me, and I've said that repeatedly on the air. And I laid that particularly at the feet of Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Williams. How could she have been that tone deaf? Here's the other thing that has gone unanswered. And, Chris, you know I have traded emails with Dr. Williams, and I've asked her, where did this start? Okay, a lawyer gives this advice. Why? Was it solicited? Did he come forward with it? What was the impetus for this? Any light shed on that last night?
A little bit. We heard last night that from time to time, the school district has received complaints about music that was performed that had religious themes. One case that they cited, which was kind of unusual, was a song that was sung at one of the school's graduations that apparently had a religious theme, and someone who was in the audience at that graduation wrote a letter or contacted the school district that they had complained. These rise to the level of, gee, it's a legal threat that someone's going to go to court? It doesn't seem that way, but the school district said, yes, from time to time they've had complaints about performances involving school kids with religious-themed music.
If that's the only one they could bring up, I am aware of that one, because I spoke with the Freedom From Religion Foundation last week. Chris, that's 4 years ago.
Right, and as you had reported, the Center for the Freedom From Religion said they haven't had contact with the Walsall School District since 2009, although they filed many complaints with other school districts all across the country on similar issues.
Yeah, if I said for, it's from, of course, Freedom From Religion Foundation. Yeah, they've had, and I did. I spoke with Annie Gaylor herself, and she had no idea why I was asking about Walsall. I'm sure she does now, but when I spoke with her, she had no idea. So that is still, to me, Chris, that and I am pursuing this, and I know other media outlets are. That's the $64,000 question, because if that Freedom From Religion Foundation inquiry of 4 years ago is all they have, that's not even time to time. Then they don't seem to have any recent complaints, none that they can come up with.
Let me share something with you that was from one of the speakers last night, which I thought was a reasonable compromise, and I wonder if the community and if the school board will embrace it. There's only one synagogue in Walsall. Their rabbi is Dan Danson. He's someone that I've dealt with on a separate issue many years ago, and he's a smart guy and is reasonable, and he was one of the people who spoke to the school board. And he says the compromise here lies in sacred music that's done by the masters, that your Beethoven's, your Mozart's, your hallelujah chorus, music from Bach that has religious themes, that those are songs that have stood the test of time, clearly have educational value. They're universally recognized that if you're in the master's choir and you want to pursue, say, a college education in the fine arts, you'd be expected to know and be able to perform those. And that those should be off limits for legal challenge because, by the way, you'd win in court. He says the problematic songs are Christian-type praise music that is newer, that's in the pop music realm. Think of like Amy Grant songs or Michael W. Smith songs. Just those don't have staying power yet. And, you know, the performance is probably more associated with the message of the song than the educational value or the difficulty. And he says those are the songs that you might identify as their problems.
So,
and I think for what it's worth, that, to me, sounds completely reasonable.
Yeah, so Mary Did You Know is going to be a problem.
Right.
Yeah, and even though I love that song, I could see where that might be a problem. Now, what I said to start this, Chris, and we'll wrap it up here, I said, okay, this is put to bed for now, but they're still going to explore this policy, what, at the board level?
Yeah, and that's the great unanswered question here. All right, so what do you do if the lawsuits do indeed come? Is the school district going to be a reluctant warrior in court, saying, well, you know, we had a different view and we were overruled by the public? And that's lousy if that's the path that we wind up going down, because the school district would defend itself in court very aggressively in other areas. And if there are challenges to books that are in the school library, or if someone gets the bright idea of, well, football's not safe, so we're going to sue the school district that we shouldn't field football teams, they'd march into court and defend themselves aggressively. And what the community is also scratching their head about, are they going to defend whatever compromise comes out of this? Because there may indeed be legal challenges down the road.
All right, Chris Conley, WSAU Wausau. Hey, thanks a lot for filling in the blanks.
Great to be with you.
We'll see. That's why I said it's a victory for now, but we'll see. Coming up, gubernatorial candidate Mary Burks, no good, very bad, first week on the campaign trail. 10:47. By the way, Jason, one listener did correctly identify your mistake.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.